Let's go to the hotline and welcome, surprisingly, back to this show. This is China. China, how are you, Punkin?
Good morning. How are you?
I am great. It is good to see you. I guess on the road to recovery of sorts.
Well, I don't know if you call it recovery. I think it's just the coming back from Tokyo and doing my film, the documentary, and kind of like an evolution. It's an involvement.
Okay, fair enough. Do you speak fluent Japanese?
No, I learned a lot, though, in the 4 years that I was there. There's, like, three alphabets in Japanese, and the culture in itself is an entire language, for sure.
Did you wrestle in Japan before WWE or during or after?
Well, after, in 2002, Antonio Inoki picked me up, and I went over there and wrestled, and it was such a life-changing experience, and it was so amazing that I then decided to return later, and I was teaching English over there. I taught corporate English and university and also private. My youngest student was 3 years old and my oldest was 81 years old.
Wow. I find if you just talk like Sato from Karate Kid 2, you can get away with it. hello.
Yeah. Japan, like, if you think everything you know about American culture, if you just think the opposite, that's how Japan is.
I bet. So now you are back here, and I have to tell you, you have a very complex life, and your career was certainly, there were other women wrestlers, and when I was a kid, Wendy Richter was the big deal, and there was Medusa, who just got in the Hall of Fame, but really, women wrestlers were not really taken seriously in my generation until you wrestled. And I always had the impression, I had met you a couple of times, and before I met you, I always had the impression that you were this big, giant, 7-foot woman with all these muscles, and that you were a beast of a woman. And then when I met you, you were tiny.
Right.
And I was so surprised by that. And I thought that just is a credit to what she does on the screen to come across as larger than life.
Right, and all that, and the power of perception, you know, the hard work and the dedication as far as, you know, athleticism and to sports entertainment was there, but then, you know, the power of perception makes you bigger and bigger, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I also just assumed, and this is my own ignorance, but I just assumed you'd be a lesbian.
Sure. Well, I probably would have assumed that too.
right. And then to find out that not only are you not, but that you had a relationship with Hunter. How long were you guys romantic together?
About 5 years.
Yeah, that's a legit relationship. You got, and then you were really your ending there at the WWE is kind of sad, and it's sometimes what we hear is that you go in there and you put the dedication, you put the time in, and then based on the situation, the politics, it's what made CM Punk leave. It's what made some of the big superstars get pushed out. And obviously with Hunter and Stephanie starting a relationship, you feel that that was what the end was in your career there.
Well, I know that was the end. It's not that I feel that was the end. It was the end. So, I mean, yeah, it was a sour thing. And, you know, it's 15 years later, we're still kind of talking about it. But I guess I just feel like, and a lot of people still in the media perception, I guess you could say, are, you know, trying to let it go, or, you know, why can't you just let it go?
Yeah.
But the problem is that, like, as I've gone on with life and done other things and, you know, go to Tokyo and come back, people won't let me let it go.
Yeah.
So as I address it, you know, like, for example, part of this documentary, which is by the fans for the fans, which is why I'm promoting the Kickstarter, by the way.
Yeah.
Is that, you know, I'm trying to campaign to get into the Hall of Fame and try to talk about all the stuff that I've been doing within the last 15 years and what my plans are for the future. So,
well, let me ask you about that, because first of all, let's talk about the Kickstarter. It's kickstarter.com/ you could go to kickstarter.com and search China and find it, but it's a reconstruction of China.
Right. Kickstarter China. Yep. And it's by the fans for the fans. And, as I first came, going back to what your first question was, I came back from Tokyo after 4 years on the 9th and started in New York. And the crew and I just traveled from New York. We traveled all the way across the country. I just landed in California a few days ago. So we traveled all across country, did some first appearances, went to the College World Series, hit up the Memorial in New York, and got some New York pizza for my first meal back. And you know, just got out and saw the fans and kind of what the climate is like after I've been gone for so long.
And what is it? I would imagine people are still very warm to you. I mean, you were a big superstar, and wrestling fans remain pretty loyal regardless of the backstage politics.
Yeah, they're fantastic. I think it's just me that's just, it's like a reverse culture shock, and I've kind of, you know, was leading this life where I was teaching and just, you know, quiet and peaceful, and it was just very different. So I find myself being kind of in between these two cultures and just looking at things as just a little more centered, I guess.
Yeah.
A little more...
I don't
know if you would say eccentric, but I find people saying, like, you know, what's up with China?
Yeah. I certainly believe you have a rightful place in the WWE Hall of Fame, without a doubt. And there are folks like Bruno Sammartino who hated McMahon for all these years, and you never thought you would see him in there again. When Hulk Hogan left, you never thought you'd see him go back. And so there's a possibility that anybody can change and things can be brought together. But if you don't mind, I would like to ask you, do you think, like I heard the Opie and Anthony stuff and the X-Pac stuff, don't you think, you seem very humble now and you seem very normal now, but the first thing you should do, in my opinion, would be to settle things that are left open. Like, you still have a lot of heat with X-Pac.
Exactly. Well, here's the thing with that. You know, I came back from Tokyo and doing the, you know, like, I think, like I said, people are still, you know, I feel like I'm stuck back frozen in time 15 years ago, and I'm not.
Right.
So when I go on a radio show and that's the first thing that comes up and I'm not prepared for this barrage of, like, all this stuff, you know, I didn't know that was going to happen.
Yeah.
So, you know, what am I to do? Like, I'm going to answer, you know, but the things with Hunter are personal. The things with X-Pac, you know, I'm over it already. I said what I had to say. It's done. You know,
but you know him.
I'm moving on.
You know him,
but,
and you know he's sensitive. And you know when you say things about him, he takes it very seriously. And I mean, he's a guy who he has said several times that he, even after that interview, that he wants to squash things with you. That he would need to in order to move on.
Well, look. I'm getting there. I'm trying to get to a place where I can forgive him. And if that happens, that happens. And I'm trying to get there. But for now, you know, I've said my piece on that. And I'm letting it go. You know, I'm talking about other things and what I'm doing now.
In his mind,
the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Regarding the Hall of Fame with Hunter, for example, and Vince, I'm trying everything in my power to do that, to get meetings with him. And to talk about that so I can do that personally. And also, you know, his reasons regarding the Hall of Fame, I just think it's kind of ridiculous.
What are they? I'm not privy to that. What does he say the reason is? Because how would they put Lita in before you is beyond me.
Well, I'm assuming his answer was, if you look me up on Google and you say, you know, his 8-year-old kid sees, you know.
Yeah.
Which I'm assuming, you know, is to referring to the adult.
Right.
Adult business.
But Hulk Hogan's got a sex tape out.
Thing.
There's a lot of guys in there who've done been arrested and have done way worse than that.
And, you know, and my deal is not even, so here we go again with the, like, comparing to other people, which is like the whole Sean and Hunter thing. Like, my deal is not to cast stones at anybody else. You know, I think everybody deserves their right in the Hall of Fame. I don't want to go down the list. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I just want to say, like, if those are the reasons, first of all, tell me and we'll talk about it. And second of all, realistically, who is the WWE of the wrestling business to cast a stone at an entertainment industry that is a multi-billion dollar entertainment industry that people watch?
Yeah, and that, you know, who's pushed the envelope, and
what does that have to do? It's not illegal. I didn't hurt anybody. has nothing to do with my in-ring accomplishments or my career in wrestling.
And the hypocrisy, because they've used sex to sell for years. And before this whole PG thing, through the 90s, yeah.
It was a career choice for me, and I make no apologies for it.
Would you do any more, or are you done with that?
It's possible.
Oh, really?
It's possible.
It's not like something's in the works.
Well, I mean, it's possible. I'm looking at all, you know, I don't know what's happening now. There's a lot of stuff coming in right now, which I'm very pleased for. I've been getting out there doing, you know, seeing all the fans. I got tons of appearances coming up already through the beginning of the year. I've only been here a week,
right,
you know,
right.
Which is great. And like I said, you know, I'm not apologetic for the great experiences I've had, so bring them on. Take a look at everything.
Can I ask you another personal question? Did you have any other sexual relationships with guys besides Hunter and Sean?
What do you mean, like in general, or
no? Wrestlers, like in the, like if there was trying to figure out if there's any other conflict there.
Oh no, it's a personal question, but I will answer it. No.
Okay.
No, never have.
All right,
I've had wonderful my brothers and then my friends, you know, which I miss terribly every day after that.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah.
All right,
no, it was kind of like I was with Hunter, and then after I was let go by the WWE, Sean showed up on my doorstep one day, and I thought that he was the knight in shining armor, and that's how that happened.
Yeah, well, I got to tell you, I would like to see you two mend the fence, because I think that you said, you know, you would like him to apologize. I think he would like you to apologize. And I think that would be something that the two of you should do alone in a room and talk it out. Because,
yeah, well, you know, we'll work on that. But, you know, it's not even, he's got to deal with that himself. And I have to work through that myself for me.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
If he chooses to do that for himself, then he can do that. But, you know, I'm working on me and my own happiness and my own future, and you know.
Do you have a boyfriend now?
That's what I do.
What's that? You
do? I do not have a boyfriend now. I'm back 1 week, like I said. So
well, you could have a little Japanese boyfriend we didn't know about.
Well, I don't know if that is, you know, that the culture and everything was more of a personal experience. That didn't happen, but that's certainly, you know, this documentary is going for a year.
Yeah.
We started June 9th. It's going to next June 9th. We're filming every day and everything in between.
Well, let me give everybody the rundown of how they can get on it, and how they go to Kickstarter.com, search China, and you'll find it. And as usual, if you pledge some money, you get stuff for it. And if they only need, their goal is 10 grand, they're over 5 grand. You can come in, start at $15, and you can start getting rewards. But if you go for the 5 grand, go ahead.
Start at the first donation gets a credit on the movie, which is kind of cool. So at the end of the movie, we're going to have everybody that's donated.
Wow.
In the smallest donation. And then we're going to be doing some fun Skype calls and even visits and lunches and as we travel cross country. So.
All right. Well, listen.
It's going
to
be fun.
It's good to see you and talk to you. You sound like you're on the road to the evolution, and I hope that you continue to work things out, and I hope people get this thing backed and you get the movie made.
Oh, thanks so much. I appreciate that.
All right. Good talking to you.
Okay. You too.
All right. Bye. There you go, China.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.